T-minus 79. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Wait, Clark interjected. You're saying there's stuff outside on New Kerguelen, and Godfrey thinks we can get to it? Dan shook his head, shutting down this overly optimistic interpretation before it could take hold. No, he just thinks a team can go outside soon. But it's not so much what we could find out there, it's more what this could mean. Because the messengers think the atmosphere out there is incompatible with life, but none of our instruments suggest that. Whether that means they're just plain wrong, or that their elders were for some reason programmed to give them incorrect information. Tara's face reflected surprise at this final possibility, which they hadn't previously discussed. We need to revive those elders, Clark said, plainly stating a decisive viewpoint that a huge portion of the population agreed with. They fed the messengers everything, truth or lies, and whatever questions we have are only going to be answered by them.
What's with this stuff about the elders lying to the messengers coming up all of a sudden? Tara asked, no longer able to keep this lack of understanding to herself. They were just machines, right? Programmed by the messengers' ancestors?
AI, though, Clark replied. Machines that can learn can also learn to lie, and the AI the messengers' ancestors created was clearly miles better than anything we've made. Maybe there was once a good reason to stay inside, or maybe there wasn't. We know the messengers relied entirely on the word of the elders and took it as literal gospel, but we don't really know much else. Kendrick talks about this stuff all the time, about how we don't know whether the elders predate the shelter or if it was the other way around. Without reviving them, which might even end up being a damn straightforward electrical-type fix, just like the shelter's repair was a basic construction thing, we're never going to know. Dan nodded, surprised and not a little impressed by Clark's knowledge of the AI component as well as his familiarity with Billy Kendrick's recently espoused theories. Bingo, he said. I wanted to push for this before we found out about Piper, but now we need to push for this. Being away from the UN means we can push forward with elder research now that no one can veto it, so the timing could definitely be worse. Emma, what are the basic SMMA numbers on elder revival?
Strongly pro, she said. People talk about it a lot, usually as just revival, and the breakdown is pretty steady over time, something like 73 in favor. People are optimistic because they understand that when the messengers diverted Il Diavolo, it was with the elder's permission. And to take that even further, since we now know that the messengers themselves became so dependent on their elders that they don't know how to do some fairly basic things, we know that the elders directly facilitated the common intervention. At the end of the day, they saved us. Or, if it's AI, it saved us. I don't think we have anything to fear from the elders, but I do understand the Pandora's Box viewpoint. After all, we only ever met the messengers because of their intervention to halt our DS-1 launch, which would have eventually put nukes in space. So some people are saying an intelligence that doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself is not an intelligence you can trust. I don't agree with that, but I get it.
That's what Dad and Phil think about it, Clark said, to no one in particular. And to be honest, if I hadn't stood face to face with those aliens and felt their intentions, I don't know that I would trust their elders either. Even yesterday, if you'd asked me about revival, I would have been on the fence. Now, though, when we have this whole Piper thing to think about?
How come you guys are so calm about this? Tara said, upturning her palms. Like, I know you've had an extra day to process it, but Piper has the power and we're talking about abstract stuff.
Emma took a seat next to Tara.
What else can we do right now? She asked gently. We have her in these mittens while she's awake, and we're making sure this stays quiet. But we need to think about real solutions, and I'm starting to see that revival could be our fastest route to getting answers. We also know that if and when the elders start working again, it's going to be Leisha and Sacco who talk to them. They'll pass the answers to Dan so no one else has to know what we're asking or what the elders say in reply.
But about this shelter, Dan said. Emma, where's that fitting into your thinking now? Do you think it's a useful distraction? That once people learn about that and start talking about exploring, elder revival will get less attention and scrutiny? She thought it over.
Maybe, yeah, because there could be other answers there. Maybe there's a noxious gas or a form of radiation our instruments can't detect, or maybe the conditions on the outside are seasonal. New Kerguelen has two suns, right? How do their years and seasons even work? Without getting off the ground, or at least around its equator, we won't know a whole lot about the planet's orbital mechanics, Dan shrugged. That's a good point, though. And that's why this is on the down low. The Chinese are sending more instrumentation back with the crew member who told us all of this. The messengers themselves don't even know we've detected this because we don't want to get their hopes up if it turns out to be wrong. Does Slater know? Emma asked, very suddenly. Dan nodded. The guy who came back to deliver the news is Chinese, but apparently he said he wouldn't explain what was going on until there was an American official in the room. The team who went to New Kerguelen are scientists and engineers, and they've been living together on an alien planet for months. They don't see each other as Chinese or American. They're all part of the same team. Emma tried to hide a nervous gulp. What? Dan asked. Nothing. Emma, Tara prodded. Open truth, remember? We can keep things from everyone else, but not each other. Well, separate from Piper, Emma sighed. I'm more than a little bit unsettled by the part about the messengers not knowing. And, you know, that seed of doubt that maybe the elders did give them false information at some point? I don't know how that makes sense, but it kind of ties to what Clark mentioned with Billy's stuff. Which part of it is troubling you? Clark asked. He had become something of a Kendrick buff in recent months, religiously listening to Billy's twice-weekly podcasts and following updates from the dozen or so Mediterranean dig sites he was managing. Emma shrugged. Honestly, just his whole general theory about these supposedly hidden or lost truths that are going to reshape our understanding of everything when they come out, because as crazy as Billy often sounds, he usually ends up being right. And combined with this shelter news, it really does feel like there's some big context we're all missing. There could be something so much deeper going on than any of us have even considered. Billy's been looking for a breakthrough here, but the crew on New Kerguelen might have just found it there. Dan put an arm around Emma's shoulder in a bid to reassure her. Between anything Billy might find and everything our team on New Kerguelen will find, we're going to have that context soon. I know, Emma gulped. That's what I'm worried about.